Moving on to some of the effects of music on the brain. First, there are a number of studies that strongly suggest music enhances intelligence and learning. A number of American studies confirm that listening to music or playing an instrument can actually make children learn other school subjects better. Research from the University of Michigan shows that listening to music beforehand has the power to enhance several kinds of higher brain function, especially with literacy, but also to a lesser extent mathematical ability. And on the subject of education, there's a well-known thing called the Mozart effect. This is the belief that regularly listening to classical music, particularly Mozart, enhances intelligence. However, some Brazilian research, which set out to measure this using cognitive tests, showed that listening to any uplifting music has positive effects on cognition. They said that the overriding criterion was what they termed personal enjoyment, and not so much Mozart or any particular composer. Another common idea is that background music can make you concentrate better on a task. I came across an interesting paper that claims certain sounds can improve efficiency and productivity. A study reported in the journal Neuroscience tested various types of music and found that a person will recognise visual images faster and more efficiently when it is either rock or classical music, contrasting genres interestingly, that is playing in the background. But what does your taste in music reveal about your personality? Well, I went to some reliable research by British psychologists which suggests that people can make accurate judgments about an individual after listening to 10 of their favourite songs. Those who enjoy complex styles, such as jazz, tend to be perfectionists and have comparatively high IQ scores, while extroverts tend to seek out pop songs with heavy bass lines. And finally, there's some very recent research out of Russia which claims that the choice of a particular type of music is driven mostly by our social identity. So, for example, if you think of yourself as an intellectual, you will like classical. If you see yourself as a rebel, you will like rock or heavy metal. The conclusion is that this overrides personality or geographical location when it comes to explaining musical preferences.